The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Dav Dalit will continue our discussion of the Hagdorah, of the definition of the Din of Shalei Lishma, where we said in the last year, B'Shem de Briskerov, that mitzad the Maisa of a Korban, being a Maisa of a Korban, even though it doesn't have Machsheves Korban, it would be a Maisa. Stoma Lishma means that the Maisa, because it's done on something which has Kedushas Korban, is inherently an act of Shechting, being with Kabbalah Dam, etc., of that carbon. You can't turn a carbon oil into a carbon shlomim by the nature of the maisa itself. When you are Mekabel the Dam, when the Koyin is Mekabel the Dam of a carbon shlomim, it's a Kabbalah of a carbon shlomim. It can't be turned into oil because you thought that you're being Mekabel oil. Why? Because the Dam that comes out is Dam oil, not Dam shlomim. Dam shlomim, not Dam oil. The Shaloi Lishmo, like we said from the Briskerov, is only that a Machshova Shaloi Lishmo passels the carbon. It's an active force passeling the carbon, and that's why, by the way, we'll add in as an aside, that if the Akira, if what was going on was only that by saying Shaloi Lishmo, by thinking Shaloi Lishmo, L'Shem Oil instead of L'Shem Shlomim, you're only doing away with the fact that it's carbon, it's Machshova. So then that L'Choira, once you think about it, that would be enough. Tosfos in three or four places in Shas, in Bava Metzia, by Osin Zvachim, in a few places, Kivega and Bezim and Bez, is Mitzayim and Megillah and Shas, is whether Machshov of Shalom Lishmo has to be spoken out or not. If the Machshov is only that, is only just a Machshov, which renders then that there's no Stam Lishmo, there's no reason why it should be, why it shouldn't be B'Machshov. The other Raya is also Rabbi Chanan brings a Raya Tosfos and Menachis, that talks about Machsheves Lishmo, Vishaloi Lishmo, whether that would make the carbon possible. In any case, the Briskerov says what he says, and what we're left with as a further base for discussions is the fact that Stoma Lishmo would define the Shechita of the carbon as the Shechita of the carbon, whether he thought about it or not. Is that true in general? Is that true B'chol HaTarkul? We discussed that is a din lishma b'chol ha-tarkul in various mitzvah objects. In order to create that object as being such, it has to be done, it has to be created, it has to be formed lishma. Why is that not true? Again, the Gemara says stama lishma. The Gemara has a chakir, by the way, over here on Bezim and Bez. The Gemara wants to know, maybe I get the same thing. So what's the difference? The difference is that a get, until it actually is written l'shem the ish and l'shem the ish, it's not a get. So when you write it in your mechashuv shaloi lishma, it's not that get. But the carbon over here is a carbon mitzad, the nature of the animal, which is that it has kedushas aguf. It's miyuchid for that carbon, for that bialim. So that's the basics of stama lishma. Let's add that the Keren Oira asks a very basic question on what we mentioned last year, the Gemara by Osin Dav Gimel of Mina Machiv, Loi Mina Loi Machiv, that Mechashev L'Shem Chulin does not pass the carbon. Mechashev L'Shem, another carbon, does pass the carbon. Bir Advar, that if we're talking about a Machshava Peseles has to be something, well, at least the Gemara say, I don't know if we would say it, but it has to be something that's Miminatayna, it has to be something which is related to that carbon. So there's a change of machshava, because from one carbon to another carbon. But if a person takes a carbon and he shechts it l'shem a barbecue, he hasn't put in something else. He hasn't put in a competing program. Chulin and carbon are not competing programs. Therefore, if he thinks about chulin, over there the Torah does not passel the carbon. Frektor Keren Oira, even if you say it doesn't passel the carbon, why not make based on a din he brings from Rishonim. This is a machlokes which is worth opening up and exploring. It's very negated to this issue. It's a machlokes of mitzvahs tzriches kavona and mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. Gemara in the end of Erevin, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gabi Tkiya Shofar. if a person does a mitzvah, a ma'aseh mitzvah, without kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, a person blows shofar, takes a lulav, eats in a sukkah, and so on, without kavanah to be yotzei, is he yotzei the mitzvah or not? Discussion, the Gemara, machlokes back and forth. We paskin, at least in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. The actual, the bi'aloch is ma'aruch on this in Hilchus Tzitzis, that we rely on the opinion that holds la'aloch the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan. Okay, so we have a mitzvah same deraisa. Kavan is making tzitzis, making matzah, so on, all different mitzvahs same deraisa, mitzvahs tzrichas kavan. Tosfi says b'shem the Rashbam in several places in Sukkah, other places, that even according to man dama mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavan, even if a person is totally mentally blank while he's doing a kavan, not that he doesn't realize what he's doing. He realizes that he's eating this cracker. He realizes that he's picking up this branch. He's doing the ma'isa. Consciously, he's doing this act, but he's not thinking l'shem mitzvah. He's yoytzeh the mitzvah. Even if that's true that he's yoytzeh the mitzvah, but if he thinks that when he picks up the lulav, that I want to not be yoytzeh the mitzvah, then he's not yoytzeh. What's called in the Rishonim Kavana Hofchis. This is a Chiddush B'Shem, the Rashbam. Many Rishonim bring this Gepaskin La'alocha. If a person is Mechashev, a person thinks, Mechavin, to not be Yoytzeh the mitzvah that he's doing with his hands, so there he's not Yoytzeh. If that's true, let's say, Stoma L'Shma, says the Keren Ayur, let's say, there's no psul of Shaloi L'Shma by l'shem chulin, mina machiv loy mina loy machiv, but it's certainly not worse than a kavana lehefich. By a regular mitzvah, we don't need any machshava, but if he thinks that he doesn't want to be yoytzer, so he's not yoytzer. Says the Keren Ayurah, then if he doesn't need kavana, if he needs kavana, but we say that the kavana is there because of stam l'shma by a carbon, that is. If he thinks that he doesn't want to be yoytzeh, he's certainly not yoytzeh. If he thinks he's shechting a carbon l'shem chulin, why is that for sure not mafkia the shem ma'aseh mitzvah? That's the kasha of the Keren Ayur. What we have to do in order to carve ourselves a path over here, in order to understand why this kasha l'chayr is not shver, it's a difficult question, is we have to define for ourselves two distinct facets of kavana b'mitzvahs. And this is a general discussion, but it's v'negei over here l'gabi a carbon. We'll begin by saying over a famous kasha of the Turi Evin, the kasha of the Turi Evin, the sugya of mitzvah sukkas kavanah, the end of Rosh Hashanah. And the Turi Evin discusses a gemara in the end of Erevin, where somebody finds tefillin, he's walking in a Rishus HaRabim, and he finds tefillin on the ground, bizui tefillin, he has to save the tefillin from bizoyot. So the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanon, whether he's allowed to tie himself. He can't carry the tefillin. He's in a place where carrying would be aser. But he'd be allowed to put on the tefillin and carry it in that way. The Gemara has a whole discussion about Shabbos, whether Shabbos zman tefillin, not zman tefillin, and so on. One of the issues that comes up the Gemara over there is that it depends if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavan or not. Are you allowed to put on, that's the machlokes tanoim, if you're allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin. Strap on two pairs of tefillin, you're not carrying, you're wearing it as a takshir, as a levush. Carry two pairs of tefillin. What's the problem? And the Gemara says there's a problem over there. One suggestion the Gemara gives, if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavan, so then, you don't have a problem, because he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. He's putting it on only l'shem, saving the tefillin from bezoyin. So he's allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin. But if you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavanah, so then, even without kavanah, he's wearing tefillin, he's doing a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. If he's doing a mitzvah of putting on tefillin, so then we have a lav in the Torah, whenever a person does a mitzvah in distorted form, both by adding to the dimension of the mitzvah or by detracting, tefillin with three parashas, tefillin with five parashas. There's a lot of baltoisif and baltigri you find in different places in Chas. Eating in the sukkah 8 days, that's the issue of eating in the sukkah shmini atzeres. So the Gemara says, then you wouldn't be allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin according to the mandama, mitzvahs ain't sviches kavanah. Frek the Turiyev, and what do you mean? The Rashbam, we just quoted, says that kavanah hofchis, if you think that you don't want to be yoytzeh, you're not yoytzeh. So even according to man, mitzvah saying tzichas kavanah pashta etzi, put on the tefillin, you think, hen nimuchin umezumen shaloy lekayim mitzvah saseh shal tefillin, and then you don't have a problem. There's no baltaisiv baltigra. Kibalnu miravisenu a fundamental, a profound yisoid that answers this question and really sheds light on the whole topic. The yisoid is discussed by Richus in the Chedusha of Shleimer from Shleimer Hyman. Let's say it over like this. The machloikis between the manda omrim of mitzvahs tzvichas kavona and mitzvahs ein tzvichas kavona is, according to the manda omrim, mitzvahs tzvichas kavona, the kavona that's necessary over here is not a dimension of avoida. A person does a mitzvah. And then there's, when a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, beyond just doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, beyond just going through the motions, how much heart and how much Yerushamayim and how much Ava and how much Yichud HaLev a person invests in the mitzvah, of course, is Madrega Gav Madrega. The mitzvah is infinitely greater. But that does not affect if a person does something in a dry, mechanical way, without any pnimis, without any lev, without any Avodas Hashem. He doesn't care about the Avodas Hashem. But he does the mitzvah. He's not Yoytze the mitzvah. All the Avodas Hashem is just the pnimis advar. But as far as the mitzvah is concerned, in straightforward halachic terms, was he Yoytze, was he not Yoytze? Could he be Moytze somebody else? These type of shalas, which is cut and dried halacha. Can he be Moytze somebody else? Did he do the mitzvah? Does not make a difference what he thinks. So why mitzvah is tzviches kavona? So the day in the Gemara that holds mitzvah tzviches kavona, explained Rabbi Seinu, is the pshat they hold that a ma'isa mitzvah, a person's, the definition of what a person's doing is affected by his kavona of whether he means to do that. We have, let's say, for example, we'll throw out an example, we have a klal of a misasek, there's a klal of eni mechavin. If a person is dragging a bench on Shabbos, he means to drag the bench. It happens to be it digs into the ground and it makes a hole. That's not defined as something he's doing. That happened by itself. What do you mean? You did it kinetically. As far as gravity is concerned, you're the one who dug the hole. Yeah, but halachically, you're not defined as the oisa of that maisa because you have no intent to do it. Well, that's the psikresha. As far as mitzvahs are concerned, a maisa mitzvah that where a person is not mechavin to do a mitzvah, what did he do? He picked up a palm branch. Without being mechavin to do a mitzvah, so he didn't pick up a lulav, he picked up a palm branch. It's not defined in straightforward terms, it's not defined as a ma'aseh mitzvah. What's missing is not the kavona, is not the avodas Hashem shabai. What's missing is that he didn't do anything. He didn't pick up a lulav. It's not defined as a ma'aseh of netilas lulav. The other man dama holds the kavona to be yoytze the mitzvah is not definition part of the ma'aseh. The ma'aseh is picking up a lulav. He didn't, it was mecham to pick up a lulav. He was mecham to pick up this palm branch. That he wasn't thinking about doing a mitzvah, that doesn't make a difference. That's not part of the definition of the halachic definition. Not doing very much in terms of avodas Hashem. But in terms of halachically, whether he was yoytze the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah is picking up a palm branch, picking up a lulav. Not more than that. That's the machloikis. Explains Reb Shleimer that according to Amanda Amma mitzvahs ain't tzviches kavona, the kavona to be yoytze mitzvah is not part of the ma'aseh. But he says if a person is mechavin to not be yoytze, it's not that that is the same thing as according to the Amanda Amma. No. According to the Amanda Amma mitzvahs ain't tzviches kavona, you did a ma'aseh mitzvah, but let's say you did a ma'aseh mitzvah. If you don't want to be yoytze mitzad the person, his hands did a ma'aseh mitzvah. But if you don't want to be yoytze, you have kavana to not be yoytze, then you don't get a check. You don't get brownie points. You're not yoytze the mitzvah. Does that mean a ma'aseh mitzvah wasn't done? You did a ma'aseh mitzvah. But you're not yoytze your personal obligation to do a mitzvah. You did a ma'aseh mitzvah, but you're not yoytze the mitzvah. In lomdish terms, there's a ma'aseh mitzvah without the gavra being yoytze the mitzvah. A ma'aseh mitzvah, but you're not yotzei yedei chevosei. Memela explains the Gemara in the end of Erevin as such. Bal toisev and bal digre is a distortion of a ma'aseh mitzvah that's done. A person does a ma'aseh mitzvah with 5 parashas of tefillin, 3 parashas of tefillin. He wears 2 pairs of tefillin. He's over and alive about ta'aseh. That has nothing to do with whether you yotzei the mitzvah in that fashion. Has to do with the definition of the ma'aseh mitzvah that you're doing. What the Gemara is telling us is that according to the mandama mitzvah tzviches kavono, without being mechavan l'shem tefillin, you're not putting on tefillin. There's no ma'aseh of levishas tefillin. So even if you put on 2, there's no ma'aseh of wearing 2 pairs of tefillin. There's no ma'aseh of wearing tefillin. Ma'aseh ain't, according to the Manda Omer, mitzvahs ain't tzviches kavona, even if you're mechavan to not be yotzer, you put on two pairs of tefillin. The ma'aseh mitzvah is not defined by the kavona. The ma'aseh mitzvah stands on itself. You wore two pairs of tefillin. You're guilty of altaisa. You can't do it. That's the Gemara in Erevin. Let's go back to our subject. Stoma Lishmo explains the Turi Evin. This is the Turi Evin Daksach Lishitase. The Turi Evin explains, it's brought in the newer Gemara, is brought in the Gilyoin to the Gemara by us as a definition of Stoma Lishmo. What does Stoma Lishmo mean? Stoma Lishmo means that there are certain Maisa Mitzvahs that you could define as not being a Maisa Mitzvah if you weren't Mechaben. Like we said, pick up a lulav without a Kavanah for a Mitzvah. So what do? You picked up a palm branch. You ate crackers. You wore, leather straps. But a carbon, since the animal itself has the kedushas of carbon, the shechita that's done to it by definition is a ma'isa shechita's carbon. The ma'isa will be defined by the previously held status of kedusha that's in the animal. The mela, over here, even without being mechavan, the kavan over here is not necessary in order for the person to be yotze. That's what we explain in Gabi Hepach Kavona. The definition of Stoma Lishmo is that the Maisa will be that whether he was Mechashev or not. And that's Taka unique by Karbonis. Another example Moshe Turi Evin gives is a discussion Teis Navei Zor, the Gabi Milo. Milo also. Let's say Mechavin for medical reasons. He's mauling a child. But what we have over here is we have a Yiddish Akint. We have a child who is an Oral in Halacha, and he's Tohen Mila, now he becomes a Mohul. Can you define that which is done to him physically as anything else besides a Maisa Mila? So without any Kavanah whatsoever, the Maisa is a Maisa Mila. It's only when there's no previous status on the thing to which that Maisa was done that you could say that there's no Maisa Mitzvah. But where that thing was that thing hasn't inherently the need for that Maisa, so then when it's done, it was done. And that's why you really can't be oiker the lishma of a carbon, but because the carbon is a carbon, the ma'isa that's done in it is a ma'isa of shkitas kabanas. Oibazoi, the kasha, the karenor is not shver. What was the karenor's kasha? His kasha was that l'shem chulin, at least you don't have a kavana. You have a kavana hofchis, where you mechaven to not have a carbon. That's not the point. The point is that when there's a carbon here, the ma'isa that's done to it is a ma'isa of lishma. By a normal mitzvah, a person could be mechav, and he's not yoytze the mitzvah. So you want to know, maybe theoretically, the kohen who shechts l'shem chulin, he doesn't get brownie points. He won't get a check in Shemayim for shechting the carbon because he was mechav l'shem chulin. But the carbon is a carbon. You can't be oiky. You can't passel the carbon. Kavana Hofchis has nothing to do with passeling the Maisa. Mitzvah has to do with making that the Gavra is Leyotzi Dechavasi. Okay. Over here, the carbon is a carbon. You can't be Oiked Lishma of the carbon. And Legabi, the person himself, maybe he was Oiked his own being Yotzi Dechavasi. This, by the way, if we say it that way, would answer a major kasha Legabi the certain involvement base. It seems from the Shita the Rambam. The Pashtus, when one learns properly the Sugya Memvavim Beis, sounds like there's a Dvar Chiddush. The Gemara talks about a carbon Shalai Lishma. We have the cloud by us. Kol HaTzvachim Shenizbuchu Shalai Lishma, the Aloch is Kosher Ela Sheini Miratza. They're not Oli Dei Chavosim, but the carbon is Kosher. Chutz, from a carbon Chatos, and from a carbon Pesach. Oshem Kohen Terbelazah, but Chatos and Pesach. You open up the sugya involvement base, and the other cloud that we have is on Daf Gimel, that only a machshav shalei lishma of another carbon passel is not a machshav l'shem chulin mina machriv, loy mina, loy machriv. In the sugya involvement base, it sounds like from the pasuk to reading of the Gemara, that a carbon chatos l'shem chulin, which is a machshav l'chay that's any paiselis, will al-koponim do what a regular shalei lishma will do. Meaning, say, even though by a carbon oila, that he was mechashav l'shem chulin, mina machav loy mina loy machav, the carbon is kosher legamri, it's miratz, it's oli dechavason. By a carbon chatos, the regular din of psul you won't have, and the carbon won't be nifsa like a regular shalal l'shma. But, you'll have the din that it's kosher ain't oli dechavason. What type of tziruf is that? That means like a nechoy's dagger, chatos, that's so possible, that when it's a regular shalal lishma l'shem zevach achet, it's posel legamri. So by l'shem chulin over there, the loy mina is macher val kuponim, like a regular carbon. What is that? It's all gzeres hakosus anyways. But what's the hagdoru? The truth of the matter is, it's not so partial that the two sugyas aren't arguing. Maybe the sugya on daf memvav doesn't mean anything specific in chatos. It means that in machsheves chulin is a new din that it's mevatel. The way to say it would be shelo lishma of another carbon is a psul, like we said from the briskerov. Mashen kein machshav l'shem chulin. Maybe it would be mafkia the lishma. Maybe that's true by every carbon. Problem is that the gemara sounds like it's only by carbon chatos. Open up the Ramban. The Ramban in Rosh Hashanah. We don't have a Ramban in Zvachim, obviously. But the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah talks about this and sounds like what he's saying is that there's a machlokes ha-sugis and Sa'ala Shalas, which sugi the paskin like. Problem is that the Rambam in Perek Tezvah, Psulim and Gdoshim brings the L'shem Chulin B'chatas Koshav and Emiratza. The Rambam also brings a similar din l'gabi Karben Pesach, but we'll leave aside Karben Pesach. That's a shmooze unto itself. In Perek Tesvov, the Ram says very clearly that a carbon oil, the Shem Chulin, is kosher oil. So the Ram on the one hand is paskening, minim achiv loy minim loy machiv. On the other hand, the Ram's paskening, the Gemara daf involve, legabe chatos, mativon shaladvar. It's possible, if you what we're saying, that the geder, the oil shloime says something al derech zeh, I'll just be marked what he's saying. It would seem like in the Rambam, one would have to suggest that the regular halach of shalai l'shmo, which we said from the Biskarov, is a machshava ha-poiselis. Over there has nothing to do with being oikur, the stomius of the maisa. The maisa, by definition, was a maisa, l'shem, whatever carbon you bring. Somebody shechts a carbon chatos as well as any other carbon. L'shem, a different carbon. The maisa inherently is a maisa of that carbon. Like we said, it's built into the behemah that a shechita of that behemah is a shechita's carbonis of that carbon. And you can't undo that, like the Biskarov says. What does the Biskarov explain, shalai l'shmo? That there's a new din, that a person thinks an improper thought, like pigul. He could create a psul. It's a new chalois paslus that's chal on the carbon. However, we just explained that there's a different type of machshava. A person could have, even with where you can't be oike the kavana, where a person, let's say if you hold mitzvahs, ain't sviches kavana. We explained that the maisa is a maisa of netilas lulav, achilas sukkah, whatever the case is. And at the same time, if he thinks that he doesn't want to be oitza, not that the mitzvah, the maisa, mitzvah becomes ois maisa mitzvah. It's still a maisa mitzvah of netilas lulav. But he's not yoitza the mitzvah because he's thinking to himself not to be yoitza the mitzvah. The way we said is the gavra is not yoitza the mitzvah, even though bechefza, he did a maisa mitzvah. What was done by nature is a maisa mitzvah. He is not yoitza. He doesn't get points in shemayim because he doesn't want to be yoitza. It would seem that the way to say the Rambam is by saying that the regular psul shalal shmo, which is a chalois paslus, is only a machshava peseles, only mina machriv, only a machshava of another carbon. L'shem chulin, mina machriv, mina loy, mina loy machriv, it's not a machshava peseles. But in a regular and every other carbon, as long as the carbon was brought, then the bala carbon is yoytzi de chavose. In chatos, there's a separate aloch, and that will be the nature of the gzeres hakosav over there, involvement based in karma chatos. It's not enough that the carbon was brought. The person who's bringing the carbon, because it's a chatos, he has to, in order to be mechaper, not just enough that the carbon was brought, he has to be bringing a karma chatos. And if he thinks to himself, l'shem chulin, what he's done is he's been oiker from himself that he's not maybe carbon. Obviously the problem's gonna have to be worked out, that we're not talking over there about the owner, the Yisrael, who's bringing the karma chatos. We're talking about the kohen. But the kohen has to represent the owner, the kohen has to be a mevi chatos, and if the kohen thinks to himself that he's shechting, mekabel, halacha zrika, shaloi, l'shem chulin, then he's been oikir from himself that separate status of a maybe chatos, somewhat of a chiddush, a very big chiddush. By every other carbon, obviously, it wouldn't be true, but by a carbon chatos, that would be the way, lefi darkenu, to suggest pshat Rambam. So what we have over here is, we discuss the Yisrael de Briskerov, we discuss the necessity to be marchiv the gvulim of this vort, to all mitzvahs and all mitzvahs, we have to define when the ma'aseh is inherently that type of ma'aseh, without any input from the mental process of the person who's doing that ma'aseh, and when the shem ha-ma'aseh mitzvah or whatnot is created by the machshava, the thought process of the one who's actually doing it. Whether that's the case by karbonis, and whether there's a type of carbon, this last piece, that may be a karbon chatz, a type of carbon where you can affect the status of the one who's bringing the carbon without affecting the actual carbon itself, which would create a state with any yitzidech of also, even though the karma chatos is a karma chatos, where that would be choluk from every other shaloi lishma. What we still have to do is we have to go back and we have to make a cheshbon that the yisoidis that we discussed in shaloi lishma seem to ring true with the Rambam, with Rashi, Priskirov's yisoid. But in Tosfos would seem not to go that way, and we're going to have to point out some structural nafkiminis in learning up the whole sugya, cheshbon and lomdis, between the different approaches in how to learn shaloi lishma.